Hello, everybody, and good afternoon. Welcome to Larry's Construction Blog and one of my podcasts, probably my very first podcast. Those that you know me, as I say, I have my blog, but podcasting is new to me. I looked at the video and audio, this is audio, I looked at the video podcasting, and I can tell you that wasn't going to happen because I didn't want this mug, this face spread all over the internet. But so I elected to go with audio. Now the thing with the video is I looked at the video podcasting, and the people that the guys and gals that had the podcast had these great big earphones on and boom mics and all this equipment in the background. Well, I can tell you my podcast is down to the bare bones. I'm sitting in my truck. I have my iPad over my steering wheel. And I have a iPhone. That's my speaker, who I interview my guests with. So it's very bare bones. I've chosen the format to be Audio Boo. Audio Boo is from England, I think, and it's very simple to use. I looked at the iTunes, but I couldn't get the iTunes over to my blog. So being a construction guy, I always go for the easy things, And I can tell you, Audio Boo is for anybody out there is the way to go if you want to have a podcast like I have. So that's where I am. So as I said, I'd like to do maybe a podcast once a week, maybe once every 2 weeks, and I interview construction people. Now, my first guest I've known for a while is a guy that started out with a half ton pickup at getting up at 5 a.m. And you know, starting out pouring footings in the mud, and worked himself up in the last several years. He's worked himself up to be one of the premier general contractors in the Toronto area. The company is called Everstrong Construction, and he's waiting for my call. So I'm going to call him up here, get my contacts. Get here, I'm on my iPhone here, and there's contacts. And we'll have a talk with George Simonoff from Everstrong Construction. So now I got to put him on the speaker. Hope that's loud enough.
Good afternoon,
Everstrong. Yes, George Simonoff there, please.
Yes, calling.
It's Larry Arbuckle. Thank you.
Hi, Larry.
Hi, George.
How are you?
Good, thank you. Thank you for being my my very first podcast. On my preamble, I've told everyone who you are. The last couple of years, you've grown quite considerably to be one of the premier contractors in the Toronto area. And I think it's well deserved because I've seen you grow and seen what you are now. And one thing I know about you, George, you never forgot your roots. So which makes it a real deal for me.
No, I never try to forget the roots. Those are, you know, that's where you start, and that's where you end up. So you always need to get back to those and keep yourself level-headed, right?
I agree, George. You know, I guess I know I've given you the questions. I was just thinking of myself, like this audio, this podcast is recorded, as you know. And I thought to myself, could you imagine doing a live podcast with some of the guys that we know in construction? It'd be blip, 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 and the show would be over.
Well, you know what? I'd be honored to do that. And I'm honored to do your first inaugural podcast, Larry. Finally, I'm glad to see somebody recognize me for the celebrity that I am.
Oh, that's good. See that? Modesty, buddy. Modesty. George, I'd like to start off with, I know. I'd like to start off with the big question. Where did the name Everstrong Construction come from, and how did George Simonoff get into construction?
Well, good question. I came up with the name Everstrong, and they sort of correlate to one another. Was a name that my father had come up for. He had two companies. One was an invention company, a development company, and another company was a construction company. And the development company was doing different types of new products, and one of them was precast. called the company Everstrong, and Everstrong Floors and Walls, and I liked the name. So when it came time to start my business, which was a few years later, I stole his name, Everstrong. And
You stole your dad's name, Everstrong?
With his blessing. A little bit different on the name, but yeah, I got it from my dad. I thought he had a good thing with Everstrong. It's something that represents us well, you know, try to be strong all the time and provide strong quality construction.
I find the name unique. It was, you're absolutely right. I think what you just said describes it perfectly. So, but I also noticed your office is in Orangeville, Ontario, which is quite a bit north of Toronto. Why have you located in Orangeville?
Another good question. I decided as a personal preference that I grew up in Toronto and I was in the hustle and bustle of Toronto. Enjoyed it for many years, but thought that raising a family and everything else, maybe I'd get out of the city and move a little bit further north for my personal reasons. And I was worried about it. I wasn't sure how the market would respond to a contractor being a little bit out of town. But it hasn't seemed that it's affected us at all. I think our location hasn't. We do most of our work in the GTA, and people ask me all the time, Orangeville, it's a little ways out of town, And I said, yeah. But it doesn't seem to affect our capabilities of picking up work or new clients or what it is. It's actually been a benefit. I don't have to struggle with the traffic anymore. Let's put it that way.
Oh, yeah. Ditto to that for me. Full kudos for that, I'll tell you.
Yeah, you live out of town too, right?
Oh man. Yeah, I just moved into the tri, as you know, to the GTA, and what a difference the traffic is down here.
I spend a lot of time traveling between jobs, and it takes people 50 minutes to get anywhere in the GTA. And if I lived in the GTA, it would probably take me just as long or longer, depending on the traffic.
So. Oh, yeah, I know. I think that's a well thought out plan. Believe me.
Yeah.
George, I know we talked about you and your half ton pickup. Now you've grown in size. Could you tell us your staff? Where you are with staffing? How many people you're running with?
We're running probably about 25 at any given time, 25 to 30 guys on the field and in the office combined. We try to stay a little bit aggressive with our numbers that we keep in house. We've grown in house, obviously, from when I first started, but we have six full-time staff, either project managers or whether it be accounting departments inside the office, and then the rest are all on the site, whether they be supervisors or laborers or foremen. There's the rest of them are all on site. At any given time, though, Larry, we can have up to, probably up to 100 to even 150 different subtrades working for us. Majority of our staffing has a lot to do with coordinating those subtrades, as much as it is to do with self-performing any work, right?
Yeah. I'd like to jump in here and say I've been on many of your sites, as you know. And I got to tell you, you had the most loyal staff that I've ever met. I know when there's something's not, the drawing has gone wonky, or there's an extra here. The first thing they say to me is, "You better make sure George knows." So you're very. I can assure you, you're very well protected out there in the field with your guys.
Well, let's just put it this way. I think we've never had anybody. I've never fired anybody, and I've never had anybody quit. Over my career, the only time we've had anybody leave was for health reasons, and I'm very proud of that because we don't just treat everyone like employees. No one here is an employee. Everybody here is part of a family.
Yeah,
everybody's here.
Well, I agree.
Part of a team, and we all want to respect each other, and we all want to get along, and we have extracurricular activities we do together. We get together at restaurants, or we get
like golf. I know you play a lot of golf.
Oh yeah, out golfing all the time.
I know you do. Yeah. You're
would like to go a little more than I probably take them, but yes.
Probably go on the tour. Yeah, I know. Well, that's well known, and that's I think, as I said, I've been on many of your sites, and I'll tell you, they're very proud to be a member of Everstrong Construction. Because I never met anybody that said a bad word about you. So, and that's unusual, and that's very unusual in construction. Yeah. That's
thankful
a good
for dealing with good people like you too, Larry, and everybody at your firm and at other firms and everywhere that it goes down the line. Good relationships, honesty, and and dealing with problems in an honest, straightforward manner is the key to
everybody
happy.
You know, it's funny. If this podcast goes well, then I'll get Doug Snyder on the podcast.
Hey, and back to the first question you had there, how did we get my son construction? Well, a lot of that had to do with Doug.
That's right, yep.
I could go back to my roots with Doug and talk about the day I met him and walking into his office, and I actually had...
I remember that day very well.
Yeah, I had my father with me that day.
Yep.
Who's this kid?
Yeah, I saw it. The first time I saw it, I said, oh my God, what's this? But I never believed it could have been to what he's amounted to now, I'll tell you. So that's...
Oh, thank you, Larry.
No, look, moving on. See, this costs me $90 a year, and I only get 30 minutes on these podcasts from Audio Boo. So I'm looking at my clock. We're down to 18 and change, so we got to move along here. George, sorry to cut you off.
Have you eaten up 18 minutes already?
No, we're at 18:42. Yeah, we're almost 15 minutes. I only get a half hour. Okay, I wanted to ask you some more questions. You know, and this one, next one is what I like to know with general contractors, especially yourself, as you know, like I said, embarrassing moments. But what being a general, what is your biggest surprise? Do you think that you've had being a general contractor?
My biggest surprise is being a general contractor.
Yeah.
I think every day I'm surprised with we deal with so many different people. Everybody has a different personality. Everybody has a different way of dealing with business. And I think every day I'm surprised to find more and more different type of people, the way they deal with things. And trying to accommodate that or trying to understand the way they are and dealing with them is a day-to-day change for me. I wouldn't say that's an embarrassing moment or anything, but it is what I didn't, assume, which is probably a quality I have pretty good. I try to size up people as best I can and to give them what they need to become a good relationship. And everyone is different, Mary.
I know. I think one general contractor I was talking to, he said his most embarrassing moment is he was tendering a job and he got the job and he came running in to tell the guys, yeah, we got it. And the other guy says, so what did we miss? And he went back at it, and he missed almost half the contract.
Most of these guys will probably admit. Listen.
If
prices are long, they get the job. Right.
Oh, we all know that. And if a general contractor says to me, "No, I never miss a thing," then right there, I know he's in the wrong business because it's easy to miss.
Tender time is pretty intense. You know, you've got all these numbers flying in at one time. You're trying to put them into a spreadsheet, and you miss a digit, and you're done, right?
And the first thing you know, when you're 100,000 cheaper, you go, "Gee, did I miss something?"
Yeah. My first question when I'm talking to the guy, he closes the tender for us. He'll say, "So how do we do?" He said, "You came as first. How much?"
Yeah.
And you know, if it's a lot, you got some trouble, right?
But George, you have to admit, you have to have a sense of humor. I think if you took everything serious, I don't think you'd last past 50. You know, it's a very humorous profession that you're in. So.
You know what, Larry, you're exactly right, and I know you've been to many of our site meetings, and when the people are right, the team is right, you've got good people.
Absolutely.
There. They can be great site meetings. They don't have to be always strictly business. There can be some enjoyment with what we're doing, and it makes business better for everybody. It makes it better for the client. It makes it better for the consultants. Everyone's enjoying their time. If there's a problem, you work as a team, not as adversaries, and it's about living a life, but having a business as well. And that's where I draw the line. You know, I still want a life where I can enjoy myself and not be worried about, you know, looking over my shoulder for somebody I tried to screw over or having a problem with somebody that's not necessary. You know, it's all.
No, I agree.
Trying to balance it, you know.
Okay, George. That being said, now my next question is. What is your proudest moment? What besides your wife and your children, I mean, work-wise, what is your proudest moment of being a general contractor?
I think the proudest moment I ever had as a general contractor was finishing my first large institution, was a school. And I didn't finish that as a general contractor. I did finish as a general contractor, but I finished it as a super as well. I super the job as well. And I think when I walked in there, I wasn't really... a little nervous, you know, when we first started because I'd never done anything to that size. The magnitude of it was far more than I'd ever done before. And completed it and done it in a good way where everybody at the end of the day was very happy.
Yeah.
And I was able to continue my business based on that first one that I finished and with help from people in my grassroots, just like you mentioned. I think that had to be my proudest moment. That was the time I really felt really proud about my accomplishments. And from there, I knew I could do great things. And that had to be the moment when I finished Millcroft Elementary.
I remember that one, Millcroft. Oh, yeah, I remember it. There was some dark, muddy nights there, I'll tell you. Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, I remember it.
And that was one of my proudest moments, and it didn't involve me. So I thought for sure, I don't have any doubts about that. It was that moment that made me the proudest, I think, and the most I got out of any job I've ever done with that job.
Yeah, that's another question, George, I have. Okay, if I'm a guy, if I'm a young kid just starting out and I have a half-ton pickup, what recommendation or what advice would you give them to being a general contractor? What do they got to be made of?
Well, that's a good question, too. I mean, there's a lot of different personalities that make up a good general contractor. I mean, I don't possess them all. I have good assets, and I have ones that aren't probably so good for the position, but they'll weigh those. I think someone that wants to grow their business as a youth or as someone just starting out in the business has to pay attention to focusing on one direction and not being diverted in many directions, because that focus is going to take you to the end line and you want to go in a straight line. In doing so, you've got to pay your taxes. You don't want to cheat. You don't want to hide. You want to be an honest businessman, because that's going to get you further along.
Yeah.
You're never going to make it very far if you're not paying taxes or hiding or doing those sort of things. And you've got to make your clients happy. You got to make sure that you're there for them, that they recognize that you've done a good job and you're continually there for them if they need you. And repeat business is going to be essential. If you're not getting repeat business, you know you're doing something wrong.
That's right.
You made that extra $3 on that extra little thing. You just made yourself $5,000, but you've ruined a relationship that could have been 10 years long. So it's important that relationships are huge.
I agree. No, I know you're absolutely right there, George. I think too, general contractor, the guy starting out, it's not an 8 to 4:30 job. It's 5 in the morning, and you're thinking about it Saturday and Sunday. It's more than just a 8 to 4:30 job.
That's right, and if you're capable of that, and you don't mind doing that, then that's the way to go. But if that bothers you very much, then maybe it's not what you want to do. I was up at 2, I think it was 1 o'clock last night. I didn't go back till 5 o'clock. Nothing wrong. No problem. I was just thinking about business.
Yeah, I know. Just flip, and go down for a glass of water and come back and think some more.
Exactly.
No, I've heard that from everybody, a lot of people, you know. George, the next question I have is, where are you going to go? Where would you like to be in 10 years from now?
Barbados.
But me too. You probably, if I'm still there.
I don't think it's going to be Barbados. I mean, right now with the economic state that everything's in, Larry, I don't know how much expansion is going to go on with Everstrong. And whether or not I really want to see it expand. I'm very happy with where we are right now. I'm very happy working with the people we work with. So I don't know if I want to take it to another level where it turns into a different type of animal.
Good.
I might cross that bridge one day, but right now I'm happy maintaining it, and being able to maintain that with this economy is where I want to stay. Now, in terms of changes in the company or what we might start doing differently, well, we might start looking at different types of projects if the institutional market falls off a little bit, which we already have. You know, we're doing other types of projects, and I might start doing some development if there's good possibilities out there. We're doing a little bit of development on our own, and maybe that's going to progress as well with the construction company providing the actual general contracting for the projects. So, you know, the future is bright as long as the economy stays well and people are building and things are going well. I think Everstrong will be successful at maintaining itself and perhaps growing a little bit further, as well as growing in different directions. So in 10 years, I hope that the company is well run, perhaps by myself and maybe a little less by myself and by others, and where everyone is doing well. That's all I'd go for, I guess.
Well, that's good. You know, at least you got a plan ahead of you. And as you said, 10 years is a long, long time away. And if you're happy with what you have now, anything else is a bonus, really, isn't it?
It is. And it's we have grown, like you said at the beginning of the interview. And
yeah.
We've grown to a point now, we're I'm happy with our growth and where we're at. And if we take another step, I'm not sure if we will be happy.
Big is not necessarily good, you know.
No, big is not necessarily good, and the balance between happiness and running a business is very important, because if you're not happy running a business,
then
it's not good.
And family. And family also.
Oh, yeah,
Little Georgie, has he got a little hammer in his hand yet, or what? Hey?
Big hammer, he'd be
banging those nails pretty soon. George, I guess I want to ask you too. Everybody knows you do a lot of schools. You're doing some malls. What else are you building these days?
I personally don't dwell on the private side of business. And we are building some malls and some commercial plazas for some private people, all of which I know, and I'm happy to do it with them. It's a little bit more risky working with people you don't know. You've got to really make sure you've got your eyes.
Oh yeah.
But, we'll continue to do those. We have some future projects that are going on, or we're starting up with those. Municipal works, whether it be ambulance stations or fire stations we're doing right now.
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
Yeah, we're considering library work if we can get some of the pre-qualifying. So we haven't done one, so it might not bode well with the pre-qualification, but we hope to get involved with that. Maybe dabble in some of the hospital stuff, but that's usually either much larger than we are currently, or it's very specialized where they're looking for past experience in it as well. But we're moving on in different directions all over the place. Whatever is out there, we're looking at, we're deciding whether or not it's a fit. And if it's a fit, then it's great. And we'll pursue those jobs. Geography-wise, we're moving a little bit to the north here and there, and
will you be staying in Orangeville, George, you think, or do you got a plan to move? Are you just going to south, or are you going to stay in Orangeville?
That's good that you asked that, because I thought I'd stay here longer, but I would like to come a little bit closer back to the Toronto area, maybe on the west side, a little north of the city, in the country. And we were thinking about building a facility for the office there, and then I can have my house in a separate facility for the office, and everyone can hang out together.
Be closer. Oh, I see. Yeah, that's
barbecues and swimming in a pool and maybe
a pool. Holy moly, a pool! There, I wouldn't get one of those if I were you. It'll be nothing but barbecues and parties.
Well, that's what it's all about.
Yeah, you know what? You know what? You're absolutely right. You know, I'd be lying to say that construction is a boring business. It's the best business in the world. I have the best laughs. There's comedians everywhere. And everybody has a bad day, but there's three, four times as better days. So it's a great industry to be in, and I'm glad I had my talk with you, George. I got about 6 minutes and 24 minutes left, 24 seconds left. I want to thank you for coming on to my first show. If I ever get famous, you can always say that was on Larry's first show. This will probably be the last.
I'm thinking that thing's going to go viral. We're both going to be superstars.
We'll make some money that way.
Yeah, get out for our true calling, which is in Hollywood.
Okay, George, thanks very much for your time. I really appreciate it from my blog. Maybe I'll probably get some more hits. But in closing, I'd like to thank you, and I'd like to say Merry Christmas to your family and all the Everstrong gang. And as you say, we're going to be at the Shepherd Lodge soon, so I'll look forward to seeing everybody there.
Well, we've got 3 years to go, Larry.
Three years.
It makes me very happy, and I love you, buddy. And
okay, buddy.
Your family and everybody.
You guys, and you take care, Georgie.
Thanks, Larry.
Okay, bud.
Best of luck, bud.
Ciao.
Bye-bye.
Well, that was my friend George. I'll tell you, one of the, class guys, and he's got a class company. Thank you everybody for listening to my podcast here. I'm hoping to have another one before Christmas. I'd like to talk about technology and construction. I really feel that our industry, not so much the office has the technology, but the people and the supers and the construction men in the field lack in the technology. And I'm going to talk to some high-tech companies. I got two or three that want to come on my show, but I'll let you know more on my next show. So I'm really looking forward to that. And well, I guess this is the end of it. So I wish everybody, if I don't talk to you before Christmas, have a great one and a great new year. And in closing, always remember, measure twice and cut once. Bye for now.